Today is Friday, April 5th. We're talking about President Biden's ultimatum to Israel's leader. Also, a new judge's ruling about the safety of migrant children who enter the U.S. from Mexico. Plus, a huge boom in tourism in the path of next week's solar eclipse. How X is starting to look a little more like its predecessor, Twitter. And what to expect from the final few games of March Madness. Those stories and even more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time, the U.S. is showing there is a limit to its support for Israel. President Biden had a tense phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. On that call, Biden threatened to condition future support on how Israel addresses concerns about civilian deaths and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The White House followed up after the call to clarify, saying the U.S. still fully supports Israel's right to defend itself, but that the way in which it's defending itself needs to change. Well, it's already started to change. Early this morning, Israel agreed to open another crossing for aid to get into northern Gaza, where supply shortages are the most dire. It's a step Israel had been resisting, saying the aid could just end up getting in the hands of Hamas, which has been accused of stealing supplies from civilians in the past. Well, now the Biden administration says opening another crossing for aid meets one, but not all, of the president's demands, and that Israel is still expected to do more to better protect civilians and aid workers. For now, American military supplies, including bombs, missiles, and ammunition, are still flowing from the U.S. to Israel. Meanwhile, the U.S. has not given up its fight for an immediate ceasefire. The CIA director is expected to travel to Egypt tomorrow for more negotiations. He's pushing for Hamas to release Israeli hostages held in Gaza and for Israel to release Palestinian prisoners. And then, of course, he wants both sides to agree to a pause in fighting that will help more humanitarian aid get to those who need it. To be continued. A federal judge is addressing rising concerns about open-air camps near the U.S.-Mexico border. Advocates have documented migrant children living in unsanitary conditions without adequate food or toilets, sometimes for days. But federal officials have said since the children at these staging areas have not been formally processed yet, they're not yet entitled to the same services as they would be once they're actually under legal custody of the U.S., like safe and sanitary facilities. Well, now the judge has ordered U.S. border officials to quickly process migrant children and get them out of those makeshift camps or else set up things like toilets, sinks, and temperature controls. Either way, it will likely mean U.S. Customs and Border Protection devoting a lot more resources to getting kids processed. The judge made it clear the kids are the federal government's responsibility, even if they haven't been processed, since U.S. Border Patrol is controlling where they go. So she says they should now only be in the makeshift sites long enough for officials to get the kids ready and arrange for them to be transported. The new court order takes effect immediately. It's expected to impact thousands of children and potentially many more. Of course, this is just one issue of many that are still being debated on the southern border. So on tomorrow's special edition Saturday episode, we're talking about what's actually needed to fix the crisis with the immigration system. It looks like President Biden and former President Trump have one less hurdle to worry about in their race for the White House. The group No Labels has decided to abandon its effort to create a so-called unity ticket. It had ambitious plans to put $70 million toward ballot access, then establish a ticket that could be an alternative to either Biden or Trump. It even planned a convention for this spring. But this week, the centrist group's CEO put out a statement saying No Labels is going to stick to its promise that it would only offer an option if it could identify candidates with a credible path to the White House. She said since no good options emerged, the responsible thing to do is to stand down. Reports say No Labels approached dozens of potential contenders, like former Republican presidential candidates Chris Christie and Nikki Haley, former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and centrist senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, among others. But they apparently all said no. The CEO now says No Labels will stay engaged, promote unity, and give a voice to what she called America's common sense majority. And it's not ruling out a presidential ticket in 2028. As expected, a major spring storm brought snow, rain, and high winds to the Northeast. And at one point, nearly 700,000 homes and businesses were without power. Most of the blame can go to wet, heavy snow that brought down trees and power lines. And it could take days for crews to get power fully restored. Heavy snow has also made travel treacherous in northern New England and New York, so a lot of crashes were reported. Plus, roads have shut down and flights have been canceled. And this storm is not expected to wind down until tonight or tomorrow. By that point, the snow totals could top 2 feet in some areas. So people are being asked to stay inside and stay warm as much as possible. We have more news for you still coming up. But first, I'm so happy to be partnering with Hiya Health. So just this morning, I said to my almost 3-year-old, "Are you ready for your vitamin and probiotic?" He sprints to the pantry to grab them, is so excited to pick which color he's going to eat today, and then chews them both right up. And this has been going on for months already. It's part of our morning routine. So when Hiya asked us to partner, I was an immediate and enthusiastic yes, because Hiya is already this fun and healthy part of our daily lives. I originally chose Hiya because I compared their best-selling children's vitamin with other options out there, and I often saw the other options had 5 grams of sugar and just a bunch of other junk. Not Hiya. It's been formulated with the help of nutritional experts with zero sugar or gummy stuff and all the things to fill the gaps in kids' diets these days. I love how convenient it is because they send each month's vitamins right to my door, and I also get the probiotic now as well, and it's just one less thing I have to think about. So now we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. You can get 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you need to go to HiyaHealth.com/newsworthy. This deal is not available on the regular website, so go to Hiya, H-I-Y-A, Health, HEALTH.com/newsworthy to get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Now back to the news. Next week's total solar eclipse is fueling a huge boom in tourism. The full eclipse will be visible from more than a dozen states on Monday, and people from all over the country and other parts of the world are going to those states to see it. In all, as many as 3.7 million people are expected to travel to the so-called Path of Totality, aka where the moon will appear to completely cover the sun, and it'll even get dark in the middle of the afternoon. In fact, Arkansas is expecting this to be the single biggest tourism event it's ever seen. Officials in Indiana say they're preparing for records as well, like more than 7 times as many tourists as the 2012 Super Bowl in Indianapolis. In a lot of places, hotels and Airbnbs are 100% booked. Campgrounds are full, and rental cars are nowhere to be found. And even though there's no rooms available, many hotels and lodges say they've been getting calls from people offering to pay for spots in their parking lots. Others have decided to just find a place as close as possible and then drive the rest of the way to the Path of Totality on Monday. So roads are expected to be extra busy that day, too. All types of viewing parties are planned, including some at Texas Farms, Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas, and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Of course, if you do plan to watch the big event, don't forget your eclipse glasses to protect your eyes. This will be the last chance for the U.S. to see a total solar eclipse for another 20 years. Alaska Airlines has gotten some compensation from Boeing since one of its jets came apart mid-flight. The airline says its profits were significantly affected by the Boeing door plug incident earlier this year that left a gaping hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. So Boeing paid Alaska Air $160 million to make up for those losses. And it says it expects even more, since Boeing 737 MAX jets had to be temporarily grounded while the FAA looked into their safety. It's not clear if Boeing will be compensating other airlines as well. But production and delivery delays are expected to continue while Boeing faces extra scrutiny from regulators. Ford is the latest automaker to scale back its electric ambitions. The company says it's going to delay rolling out new electric pickup trucks and a new large electric SUV by at least a year or two. Instead, it's going to focus on gas-electric hybrids. Ford is not alone in this either. General Motors and Mercedes-Benz have also pushed back their electric car plans recently. It comes as U.S. electric vehicle sales growth has slowed since just last year, while hybrids have been growing in popularity. So Ford says it hopes to offer a hybrid version of every model it sold by the end of the decade, and then eventually EVs will come around. X has decided to bring back a feature from its Twitter days. This week, users with large followings got their blue check marks back. They had earned the checks under then-Twitter's previous verification system, but then lost them about a year ago when new owner Elon Musk decided only paying users should get checks. Well, now he's changed his mind, going back to giving away checks to prominent users and still giving everyone else the option to buy one for $11 a month. For that cost, you also get benefits like having your posts elevated, the option to post longer videos, and access to the Grok chatbot. But the checks still get the most attention. So this latest reversal sparked a lot of conversations. Twitter's former head of product criticized this move, saying it defeats the purpose of what the blue check was supposed to be in the first place, a way to know the person tweeting was who they said they were. Musk has found ways around that at least somewhat by giving checks in different colors for companies and government entities. Well, this weekend, NCAA's March Madness moves on to the Final Four. That means we're down to the best four college basketball teams in the country vying for a national championship. On the men's side, Purdue will play North Carolina State and UConn will play Alabama. The winners of those two games will go on to the final on Monday. The favorite, by a lot, is UConn. But of course, it's March Madness, so anything can happen. You can catch those games tomorrow on TBS. But first, the women's Final Four is tonight. It's South Carolina versus North Carolina State and Iowa versus UConn. And that Iowa game is expected to be especially popular, with all eyes on superstar Caitlin Clark. In fact, StubHub says tickets for that game are now going for even more than the men's matchups. Granted, the women's arena is also smaller, but you still can't discount that interest. When Iowa played LSU in the Elite Eight, the game averaged 12.3 million viewers, good enough to be ESPN's biggest crowd for a men's or women's college basketball game ever. You can catch the women's Final Four games this evening on ESPN, and then the championship game on ABC on Sunday. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you're looking for the deodorant to keep you smelling fresh and clean this spring, look no further than Lumi. Lumi is truly my go-to, from the body wash to the stick deodorant to the on-the-go deodorant wipes. I love the options and the effectiveness. Unlike a lot of aluminum-free deodorants that just try to mask odor, Lumi acts as a sort of pre-odorant, actually blocking bacteria from digesting fluids on your skin, which then prevents BO from happening in the first place. And get this, Lumi is a whole-body deodorant that is safe to use anywhere and everywhere that you need. And it's proven to keep working for up to 72 hours, as in 3 days. No wonder Lumi has over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and feeling fresh and confident. It's part of my everyday. And now, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code NEWSWORTHY for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code NEWSWORTHY at Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant, D-E-O-D-O-R-A-N-T.com. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. Sometimes the kindness of strangers really can remind you how much good can be found in your own neighborhood. April Goodwin got this lesson firsthand when she got sick with uterine cancer. She didn't have transportation, so she reached out to her neighbors on the community app next door to see if anyone was around to drive her to an appointment. She ended up getting a response from Lynn Story. Since then, she's driven her to dozens of doctor visits, radiation appointments, and chemotherapy treatments. And Story's good deeds don't stop there. When another neighbor of hers, who is legally blind, needs a ride to work, she takes him. Story also donated her healthy bone marrow to help a critically sick patient she didn't know and has fostered a disabled dog. Story says she likes to think of herself like a bad weather friend, the kind that's always around in your time of need. As she puts it, quote, "The best way for me to feel good is to help other people feel good." All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. It's part two in our bipartisan examination of the border crisis. Then join us again on Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.